The holidays are coming. Find a gift for someone special with jewelry from Blue Nile. Blue Nile offers an endless selection of bold gold styles, gemstone jewelry, and classic diamond pieces. Shop early and save up to 40%. Need your special piece fast? In most cases, jewelry can ship overnight. Guaranteed free shipping and returns. And now Blue Nile is offering special holiday deals. Save up to 40% on the season's most stunning trends. Shine bright this holiday season at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com. The holidays are coming. Find a gift for someone special with jewelry from Blue Nile. Blue Nile offers an endless selection of bold gold styles, gemstone jewelry, and classic diamond pieces. Shop early and save up to 40%. Need your special piece fast? In most cases, jewelry can ship overnight. Guaranteed free shipping and returns. And now Blue Nile is offering special holiday deals. Save up to 40% on the season's most stunning trends. Shine bright this holiday season at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is the JR Sport Brief Show. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 2 hours. Thank you, thank you, thank you to everybody who locked in to hours 1 and 2. We talked about Geno Smith. He's in Germany getting ready to take on Tom Brady. We talked about the college football slate for Saturday. We talked about the Houston Astros. They fired their general manager, they offered him a 1-year contract and he said no. They basically didn't want the guy. And as we continue on with the show, we got more to get into. There's been mention of the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen. I ain't worried about the Bills. They're going to take on the Minnesota Vikings. How real are the Minnesota Vikings? We got Pete Rose, who's writing a letter to Rob Manfred. He still wants to get into the Hall of Fame. Last time I checked, Rob Manfred doesn't have anything to do with that. Kyrie Irving, we still don't know when the hell he's going to return, although we've learned that he's had quite a few meetings over the past several days to be reinstated. Everybody's still crapping on the Indianapolis Colts for selecting Jeff Saturday, and it's business as usual. It's a busy Friday night. I'm hanging out here with my main man, Jack Stern, on the other side of the glass, and we got a lot to get into. If you want to talk to me, it's simple. You can find me at JR Sport Brief. That's Twitter and Instagram. You can also holler at me right here on the phone lines. 855-212-4CBS. We have a lot of callers who have been waiting very patiently to get on the line. I want to talk to them. And then I want to tell you about another matchup that you should pay attention to this upcoming Sunday. It's Aaron Rodgers and the Dallas Cowboys. This is an interesting matchup in and of itself. The Cowboys are coming off of a bye. The Packers are 3-6. And there are already several former Green Bay Packers who were saying, look, if the Packers continue like this, Aaron Rodgers should take a seat. Aaron Rodgers should go ahead and, be benched for Jordan Love so the Packers can see what they got. We'll talk about that momentarily. 855-212-4CBS. Mimi is calling from Oakland, California. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Mimi?
Thank you. Thank you. You know, I've been listening tonight, and I appreciate all of the commentary, and I appreciate most of your commentary. But I'm going to say this, and it's more from a PR standpoint. Can we stop trashing Russell Wilson for being orchestrated or seeming like he, is, very orchestrated in what he does? We have players out there who need a speak and spell and probably need somebody from 3 or 4 PIO firms to be with them so they don't get themselves in trouble speaking to the media and speaking to the public. I mean, if we want to talk about, what he's doing and how he's playing, then that's fine. But I think, the whole thing about his wife and all that other stuff, that doesn't have anything to do with what he's doing on the field. So just let's let that go.
I wouldn't say so. Because that his time in the league has changed. We had a caller, I believe he called up from Washington, D.C. He said at the beginning of his career, as an underdog, he loved and appreciated Russell Wilson. At this stage of his career, this was the caller from D.C., he says he loves to hate him. And I said, well, damn. I said, that's kind of deep. And I put in my own 2 cents. When you think about him, and this does have to do with football, but it also has to deal with his growth as a person, because like any professional athlete, there's a big difference between who you are as an athlete when you are 22 years old versus who you are at 32, especially when you've had a lot of success. The elements of Russell Wilson's career and life and maturation as a person, it certainly has affected how he plays on a football field. It's not ironic that his time in Seattle was pockmarked by his own teammates feeling that he was being treated different or that he didn't necessarily want to bother with him. Right now in Denver, the guy has an office. I can personally share with you instances where I said to myself, well, damn, he's the only dude in the entire building being followed around by four and five different people like he's being led like a puppy dog. And that's a matter of football, less about Hollywood. He's let the quote-unquote Hollywood affect how he's perceived, not only in his own locker room, but in the league.
But don't you think that might be that he is a victim of his own success? I agree. If other folks don't have an office, he shouldn't have an office. But at the same time, what does his wife have to do with this? I mean, we have folks out there who clearly don't know how to manage themselves in the media. We've seen that, right? And then
correct.
You get a guy and, you know, he kind of changes over time because he's had tremendous success and we trash him for it. So it's like they can't win.
Nah, I don't think he's a victim of his own success. Tom Brady, as much as people don't like him because of his own success, one thing that I have yet to ever hear about Tom Brady in any capacity is that he's different. And we know he is very, very different. His lifestyle is different. He's in a locker room with people who are half his age. He's in a locker room with people who don't have his celebrity. He's in a room with people who aren't married to supermodels, whose divorces and relationships aren't picked apart at every chance and opportunity. But yet, every person who you will come across will tell you that when it comes to the game, that Tom Brady is in the locker room and he, quote unquote, fits in, that he doesn't want to be treated any different, that the players can mess around, and that he's right there. And so to say that he's a victim of his success, we have had plenty of players in different ways, you know, get into spaces where they're, quote unquote, you know what, doesn't stink. And it's not so much about Russell Wilson's wife. His wife could be the next R&B singer. It doesn't necessarily have to be Ciara. But how he has behaved and been perceived since he married her and since he got into the, quote unquote, Hollywood type space, it coincides with this magazine covers and this and that and interviews and publicists, and it's bled into his play on the field and how he's viewed as a football player. That is a fact.
Don't you think that that's maybe a little bit of toxic masculinity, though? You know, I mean, he kind of suffers from that in some ways, that people are saying, you know, because he's perceived as this family man and, you know, the quote unquote.
No,
black
love,
it's a little bit toxic.
No, it's not. There's nothing. Nothing has been said out of my mouth about being a family man. Not a thing. What has come out of my mouth is
about Ciara. When we talk about the magazines, when we talk.
Mimi, listen, please. I just want to be very clear here. Nobody said anything about the man's family life. And so it's not about magazine covers. It's not about being a great husband. It's not about being a great dad. If you want to talk to me about future, I can have that conversation with you as well. This is not about any of that. It's about everything being perfectly orchestrated. It's about being a 52-1 football player. It's about not being able to answer a question with authenticity. It's about not being able to talk to the public in the football press about whether or not you want to be traded while your own manager is saying, yeah, Russell wants to go here. And then Russell is saying, oh, no, I didn't say that. There's a whole lot
that. Now, that I agree with.
Well,
I agree with you.
There's a whole lot. But I
agree with that.
But you can agree with.
Bringing his wife into it. Okay.
No, stop. It's not, you're not listening. It's not about bringing his wife into it. It's about how the atmosphere has changed around him and how he has let it affect him as a football player. I'm not talking about his personal life. I'm talking about how being married into a Hollywood celebrity space has changed him as a football player. I could care less about his kids, who his ex-wife is, none of that. It's him.
That doesn't qualify as talking about his personal life? I'm confused.
No, it doesn't qualify. You mentioned specifically his wife. He could be married.
You mentioned his wife.
No, I didn't. No. See, let me be clear here. He is in a Hollywood space. I'm not talking about his personal business and his personal life. When you start talking about him being a victim of success and toxic masculinity, and you specifically mention him being a family man, that doesn't have damn squat to do with what I mentioned. I'm talking about how his personal life has affected him as a football player. It could be Ciara, Halle Berry, Christie Brinkley, a bunch of other people who I've never heard of or only know by name. The fact is, he has changed. And this is the facts. He's a different dude, and he's not liked in many cases in the NFL. And a lot of it primarily has to do with not being authentic. Like he is plucked out of a magazine. Like he is super washed and super clean for public consumption. And he's played into that even with his own lies to the public.
Well, I agree that you admit your losses. So that's one point where you and I agree. I also think, though, that there is a tendency when someone comes with this kind of cookie color, super clean image, like you said, that bleeds over into what he's doing, you know, in his professional life, that there's a little bit of crossover there, and we have to be honest about that. So you and I might disagree about that, but I do appreciate, you know, your perspective.
Well, certainly. Thank you, Mimi, for calling from Oakland. Yeah, I don't, it's not specifically about this man being married to Ciara. Not at all. It's not about him being a family. Who cares? Who cares? I'm glad that he's a family man. We need a lot of quote-unquote men who are men to their families. We need tons of that. And so by no means am I, oh, Russell Wilson family. Who cares? He should be. It's authenticity. It's being honest. It's being straightforward. It's like, man, is this man step in front of a microphone and actually say what's on his mind? Sometimes he does. And sometimes he's shoveling you know what? It's like, oh, yeah, I had a leg injury and I was doing high knees on the plane. It's like, oh, here we go again. He's doing high knees on the plane while everybody is asleep. Oh, he has to tell us how good he is.
Whether it's diamond earrings or an engagement ring, Blue Nile can help you design something special made just for her. At Blue Nile, choose from thousands of diamonds and settings. Have your one-of-a-kind piece delivered right to your door in discreet packaging that won't give away what's inside. Guaranteed free shipping and returns. And now, Blue Nile is offering special holiday deals. Go to BlueNile.com and use code RADIO to save $50 on purchases of $500 or more. Hurry, this offer expires soon. BlueNile.com, code RADIO.
The holidays are coming. Find a gift for someone special with jewelry from Blue Nile. Blue Nile offers an endless selection of bold gold styles, gemstone jewelry, and classic diamond pieces. Shop early and save up to 40%. Need your special piece fast? In most cases, jewelry can ship overnight, guaranteed free shipping and returns. And now Blue Nile is offering special holiday deals. Save up to 40% on the season's most stunning trends. Shine bright this holiday season at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Whether it's diamond earrings or an engagement ring, Blue Nile can help you design something special made just for her. At Blue Nile, choose from thousands of diamonds and settings. Have your one-of-a-kind piece delivered right to your door in discreet packaging that won't give away what's inside. Guaranteed free shipping and returns. And now, Blue Nile is offering special holiday deals. Go to BlueNile.com and use code RADIO to save $50 on purchases of $500 or more. Hurry, this offer expires soon. BlueNile.com, code RADIO.
Has to tell us how great he is. It's like, oh yeah, he wanted to be traded, and his agent goes out and tells everybody that, yeah, he wants to be traded, and Russell's like, no, I didn't. I don't want that. Because he wants to be the good guy. Because everything has to be so perfect. Because you have to protect your reputation. You can't just exist. You have to exist in a perfectly manufactured and manicured way. You play football for a living, man. Go out there, get your ass busted, and and say what's on your mind. I'm sure when Russell Wilson is by himself and he's tripping old ladies across the street and he's saying the F word, I don't know. What is he doing? Just be honest. That's it. Everything doesn't have to be so Hollywood. 20 publicists and perfectly written statements. And yes, we got a lot of players who need that. We got a lot of human beings who need that. But for whatever reason, in the NFL, I couldn't even tell you about a quarterback who reminds me of him. And that's a good thing. God bless him. He's unique. So unique that people can't stand his guts. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Alabama and talk to Josh. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, now, coming from Birmingham, I'm from North Carolina, so I'm naturally a Carolina Panthers fan. If the Bucs do indeed lose to the Seahawks, as you have stated, that you believe will happen in Germany, that means my Carolina Panthers are only going to be one game back from the division at 3-7. That's insane. Now, what chance do you give the Fighting Steve Wilks to win the division? And
oh,
would
my
it
God.
Be one of the craziest things you've ever seen?
Well, Josh, let me be clear here. I said I believe the Seahawks can beat the Buccaneers, okay? I don't even know who will win. If you had to ask me who I think will win the game, I think somehow, some way, Tom Brady will win. I'm not discounting the Seahawks, so let me be clear there. Second of all, the Panthers aren't winning jack squat diddly, man. Why do I even want to use, like, I've already spent 2% of my brain power answering the question, so thinking about it. Steve Wilks is just holding down the fort. I'd be shocked if he was the long-term coach. I mean, you're in a rebuild right now, man. Ain't nobody trying to see the playoffs in Carolina. You don't want the playoffs.
Oh, I do want the playoffs. There's so much talk. I know there's a lot of talk about the tank. But as a fan, you want to win. And personally, I'm against the tank. I want to win. And, I mean, there's a lot of times when you don't even hit on those top draft picks. These quarterbacks, yeah, there's a lot of promise at the top of the draft.
So,
but honestly, I mean, we could find one in the mid of the first, low first, possibly even Hooker drop to the second. I mean, we got options. Hey, Lamar, come to Carolina, baby.
Okay. I love Josh on a Friday night. Delusional. Nothing wrong with being a little delusional. Look, you can speak for yourself. There are always a lot of fans who prefer the tank. Because there's one place that you do not want to be as an NFL franchise, and that's in the middle. That's NFL purgatory. You're not terrible enough where you can actually move ahead and get a draft pick to build. And you're not competing for a championship. Everybody else is just flat in the middle. And unless you have that quarterback who you can build around and grow with, then you assed out. That's the best way I can say it. And so the Carolina Panthers, man, this year was the last ditch effort. Oh, we got Baker Mayfield. Let's see what we can do. You got Sam Darnold. Man, ain't nobody wants Sam Darnold. You got P.J. Walker. You got two of these dudes selected 1 and 3 overall in 2018 just collecting dust on the bench. You fired the head coach, Matt Rhule, who for whatever reason, they gave him $72 million right out of the gate. You don't think the Carolina Panthers and Dave Tepper want to blow things up? They want to win this year and do what? Hope that you can pick up a quarterback in the second round of the draft? You think that's preferred? Just rolling the dice, man? No, you want to raise your odds of getting better, not lower them. Do that in the draft. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to take a break. On the other side, I'm going to get to more of your calls, and then I want to talk to you about another veteran quarterback that a lot of people don't like. It's Aaron Rodgers. He's going to get ready to take on his old head coach, Mike McCarthy. It's the Dallas Cowboys. It's the Packers. And your calls right here on CBS Sports Radio. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. As we get ready for another NFL Sunday, it feels like we're about to hit the trifecta of quarterbacks that people can't stand. We've talked about Tom Brady playing in Germany against Geno Smith. We talked about Russell Wilson getting ready to take on the Tennessee Titans. And, of course, another matchup that you probably want to pay attention to, Aaron Rodgers and the loser Green Bay Packers, who currently stand or sit or lay down at 3-6. They just lost to the Lions, 15-9. They're going to take on the Dallas Cowboys, who happen to be 6-2. NFC East, oh, it's a full division. Cowboys are winning. The Giants are winning. The Eagles have yet to lose a game. Oh, it's deep in the NFC East. And Aaron Rodgers is going to take on his former head coach, Mike McCarthy. Not the best of relationships at all times, but Aaron Rodgers is just like, listen, man, if I see the guy, when I see him, I'm going to give him a big old bear hug. Matter of fact, Aaron Rodgers, he talks about or spoke about his relationship with Mike McCarthy.
I have a lot of gratitude for the off seasons that we went through. Now it was long. It was obviously the rules are a little bit different, but that helped me become a better player, and I'll always be really thankful for that time. We've always kind of been in touch a little bit more, I'd say the last year or so. I think as time goes by, the gratitude for that time, as you look back on the journey, your career is, goes up a little bit, and you appreciate the little things a little bit more, because really this game and life is about the journey.
Oh, there goes Aaron Rodgers, being very introspective, letting us know that life is about the journey. Now, of course, that Mike McCarthy is in Dallas, they're friends now, they're buddies. Pretty sure they hated each other's guts when they were coaching, or when Mike McCarthy was coaching Rodgers, and that would make a lot of sense now, wouldn't it? Aaron Rodgers, I'm sure he hates everybody's guts. Seems like he can't stand his own teammates. Throws these rookies under the bus. Starts talking about how they need to get sat down if one can't step up. Well, where was he in OTAs? Not with the team. Like, you just got $50 million. You know you're playing with a bunch of young guys and you're not getting in as much work as you possibly could. Oh, I guess it's because you're Aaron Rodgers. You don't need to work, right? You just won another MVP. You don't need to work, right? And so here now the Packers lie at an interesting position. They just lost to the Lions. They got Dallas up next. And Dallas will probably beat them. Here's the thing. You got Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, sure. You got a chance to win. But if the Green Bay Packers don't win, if the Green Bay Packers start to stink the joint up, we've had quite a few players who have already said, you might as well pack up Aaron Rodgers for the season and sit him down. Up next on the schedule, obviously Dallas this upcoming Sunday. The Tennessee Titans, they're going to take on the undefeated Philadelphia Eagles. They got the Chicago Bears. Then they were on a bye. They got the Rams, the Dolphins, Minnesota, Detroit. And Greg Jennings, who has never been shy about speaking on his former teammate, he was on Craig Carton's show on Fox, and he basically said, if Aaron Rodgers and the team continue to hit this slide, you got to put Jordan Love in there. Take a listen to this.
Sooner rather than later, when you look at their schedule, the next three games, you got the Cowboys coming in this week, you got the Titans coming in a few days later, and then you got to go to Philly and play the Eagles.
Yeah.
I believe if they lose two out of these three games, which they likely could lose all three.
About 4-8, 4-9 in that ballpark.
It's done. You got to see what Jordan Love can do.
I would agree with that. But you still got to pay this guy $50 million this year, next year, and the year after that. And Greg Jennings isn't the only person who feels that way. Leroy Butler, he was here on CBS Sports Radio. He was chatted up with Maggie and Perloff, and he said the same.
If you've lost those games, you got to get Jordan Love in there at some point because there's no playoffs. I mean, there's no playoffs. I mean, you're not in the playoffs. So now you got to just figure out, because you got to find out at some point, can Jordan Love play? Because you can't get rid of Aaron Rodgers because of his contract. But you can find a way to get Jordan Love some work to just kind of find out what you're going to have in a few years.
I agree with that, but I feel it's premature. Aaron Rodgers is going to want to play. What are you setting yourself up for if you bench Aaron Rodgers at the end of the year just to give Jordan Love an opportunity? Maybe in like a half at the end of a game, if it's a blowout, if it's ridiculous, but to just throw Jordan Love out there to start while Aaron Rodgers is healthy, I can't see that. Aaron Rodgers is going to have a meltdown. He's going to have a Truman Show type moment just on the bench. They should just put a camera on him. I don't even think the guy would show up to work. The Green Bay Packers would be shooting themselves in the foot. They would be setting themselves up for the biggest temper tantrum of all time if Aaron Rodgers is told, hey, man, have a seat. We want to see what we have out of Love. And I guess that would be hell of a turn, right? Because if you remember how Aaron Rodgers, how his career got started, there was some old guy who was a future Hall of Famer on the team, who didn't necessarily want to go away, didn't necessarily want to help out the other QB, and was throwing a fit knowing that he was being replaced. Aaron Rodgers has felt that way already, and he's responded by going out there and winning MVPs. Hasn't had the postseason success. But could you imagine this being the way that he exits the building? Being benched because they want to see what the future looks like? That might happen. I don't think it'll happen by choice. And Aaron Rodgers, I don't think he'll ever do it willingly. And I think the Packers would be ridiculous. They're paying him $50 million. Let Aaron Rodgers get hurt, or let Aaron Rodgers be sat down because of a blowout. I don't see this man sitting down just so Jordan Love can get a look. I think that's a bad idea.
Anywhere fans go to cheer on their team, there are behind-the-scenes MVPs ensuring everything is game day ready. We see you, Joe, fixing seats so every fan can enjoy every game. And Allie, who keeps her stadium running smoothly from the moment the first game starts to the last play of the season. At Grainger, you're our MVPs, and we're always here for you with supplies and solutions for every industry and 24/7 customer support. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you 24/7 with supplies and solutions for every industry and access to product specialists ready to help. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Idea for the organization and everybody's sanity. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Take more of your phone calls on the other side of the break. I do want to talk about the Minnesota Vikings. That's another team that's surprising everybody. And, of course, they're going to take on Josh Allen, potentially, and that elbow everybody is worried about. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Got a full slate of NFL games coming up on Sunday. The phone lines are packed, and I'm going to pick them up. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Jared is calling from Wisconsin. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Jared?
What's up, JR? I love your show, man. I listen to it. Well, I've been listening to a lot more, but I want to talk about the guy who is dissing on the Buffalo Bills, saying that they're going to be one and done in the playoffs.
Okay, go for it.
So the Buffalo Bills, obviously, they have one of the best offenses around. With or without Josh Allen, I mean, Stephon Diggs and Gabe Davis are one of the best wide receiver duos in the league. And not only that, they have elite, one of the best point differentials also. So, obviously, the defense is good with Von Miller and stuff. And that just really bothered me that that guy said that the Buffalo Bills are one and done. I mean,
it bothers you when people say stupid things?
A little bit. I mean, okay. Just, yeah, the Jets beat Buffalo, but that was a fourth quarter miracle that the Jets just happened to have twice in one season.
Now, I don't know if I want to call it a miracle. The New York Jets do have a much improved defense. I don't want to go that far. Yes.
Don't get me wrong. I do love the Jets. I hope they do make it in the playoffs. I love Wilson, and I love Saul Gardner. I mean, the dude's a machine.
No, I agree with you. But, you know, as someone who says that the Buffalo Bills are one and done, he needs his head examined. I wouldn't come back and try to defend him or go at him too much. I'd ignore him.
Hey, well, I appreciate you agreeing with me. But I just want to say thanks, man, and have a good night.
You as well, Jared. Thank you for calling up from Wisconsin. Piece of cake. Mo is calling from Buffalo. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Mo?
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call, brother.
Sure.
All right. So first and foremost, I want to say Josh Allen is the greatest thing to happen to Buffalo since probably everybody knows Jim Kelly. We're nothing without him. We're not even a playoff contender without him. Saying that, going into this week, I think they're going to shut him down. There was a video leaked from earlier in their practice where they showed him running off the field. I think it's all a hoax. I think it's going to be Case Keenum, and it's going to be Case Keenum versus his old team and Stephon Diggs versus his old team. I don't know how it's going to go, but I firmly believe that, I mean, you couldn't write a better script this week for, you know, Minnesota versus Buffalo. Case Keenum and the miracle with Stephon Diggs versus the Vikings. So, I don't know. I just think that they're definitely going to shut Josh Allen down. And I don't know. I want to hear your thoughts on that.
Yeah, no, I think so. Like, what do you have to gain by sending him out there? This is the NFL, so obviously we don't know the full injury report. We can only tell by what he does on the football field and if he practices. We know that Wednesday he didn't practice. And if he's that busted up, then why trot him out there? What do you have to gain? You want to win a Super Bowl. You don't want to win a round. If you have to weigh out having home field advantage versus having a healthy Josh Allen, I think you pick a healthy Josh Allen. I'd rather have him healthy. I think him being close to 100%, not that there's such a thing at this point of the season, but I think him being close to it, it's better than just saying, oh, my God, we're playing at home. And so the Minnesota Vikings, by the way, what a season they're having. 7-1? Kirk Cousins is here? I don't know what Kevin O'Connell has told him or whispered in his ear, but they're playing good, man. Every game, Kirk Cousins is running around with chains. He looks like a different person. His teammates are enjoying him. And that's fine. That's all nice, but when they get to the postseason, are we going to see the same old Vikings? Is Kirk Cousins going to turn into a pumpkin? Minnesota Vikings going to get slapped out, or are they going to be? And we can't even really call them a surprise, can we, at 7-1? They just barely beat Washington 20-17. And Kirk Cousins is on the team playing just iced out. It's like every teammate said, here, put on a chain. Kirk Cousins is having a time of his life, and I'm here for it. Might as well have fun while you're doing it, right? He was actually on Pat McAfee, and he was talking about all the ice and chains and people making fun of him for basically being a brand new person after these wins. Listen to this.
Are you going to get a couple chains for yourself, or how many did you have on yesterday?
I think that's the natural next step.
Yeah.
I think more chains is the natural next step. I mean, at some point, when you're wearing like, you know, 7 or 8 and your shirt's off, I don't really know where it goes from here unless I go get my own. I mean, we've got a lot more away games. So if we win one of these away games, I just don't know where to take it from here. So natural next step would be to get my own.
Yeah, well, the next away game will be in Buffalo. And let's see if Kirk Cousins is shirtless on the plane ride back wearing a million chains like he's Mr. T. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Jeff is calling up from New Hampshire. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, buddy. I finally made it. Thank you so much for having me.
Sure.
It's my first time calling into a national show. I'm not used to being on hold for a long time, but I want to say that first, I really like your delivery. It's a very chill vibe compared to most guys that do what you do that are very loud and obnoxious. But what inspired me to call you is that about a half hour ago, you said that a 45-year-old Tom Brady was relatable to guys half his age in the Tampa Bay locker room. Is that what you said?
Nope, that is not what I said.
No.
Correct, that is not what I said.
Okay, well, apparently I've been waiting on hold for a long time, but I just... What did you say then?
What I said was, if you think about Tom Brady as a teammate in comparison to Russell Wilson, over the course of his career, he has done a better job, quote-unquote, fitting in given his celebrity.
Okay, I'll give you that. But do you think most people that I know, I'm from southern New Hampshire, I'm 40 miles north of Boston, I've seen many Patriot games, I used to love Tom Brady. I think Tom Brady is very difficult, and it's been already conceded that he doesn't ride on the plane with the guys from the Bucks. He doesn't show up Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You're lucky if he shows up for a Thursday afternoon practice. And this is the reason that Bill Belichick let him go, because Tom Brady, certainly, he's the greatest quarterback of all time, right? We would agree on that?
He's the most accomplished, yes.
Yes. But I was happy to see him go, because the last 3 or 4 years that Tom Brady was in New England, and it's probably because of his wife at the time or whatever, but he stopped going to OTAs. He stopped being the guy that gave everything. Tom Brady used to want to be the best. And eventually Tom Brady did not give that same effort.
Well, the guy won a Super Bowl. He's 40-something years old. What do we want here? I think it's a natural dissolution of a relationship. I don't care if it's a marriage or it's a team. 20 years is a long time. That's a long
time. Oh, certainly.
In football, it's a long time. I don't think anything changed, and then he left and he won a championship. So if we want to talk about his commitment to the team or two guys being tired of each other, Tom Brady said it as much, and I don't think this has anything to do with him, who he is as a teammate. He said, man, I've been here for 20 years. It's kind of boring to be treated like, you know, I was just born yesterday. And so I think that's natural. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I don't think it's anything wrong or terrible from Belichick's perspective or even Tom Brady's. I think it's natural.
You don't think that there's something wrong with Tom Brady wanting to continuously be being treated as the golden child?
I don't think that was necessarily the case. See, there's two different things that we're talking about. I'm talking about or was speaking on Tom Brady as a teammate, how he was perceived, how he was treated, and I've heard that from players, plenty of them. I'm speaking that not just from, oh, I believe so, or I heard it through the grapevine. Players have told me that, how he's in the locker room. What you're telling me about is his relationship with his boss. You might as well tell me that the guy in the cubicle, you know, he can get along with everybody else in the cubes next to him, but him and the boss butt heads all the time. That's normal. I don't think there was anything going on where he looked to be the golden child. I think he's a professional athlete, Did he want Jimmy Garoppolo behind him taking his job? No. Did he have a relationship with the owner? Yes. I think he utilized his leverage like anyone would who had his success. But him as a teammate? Nah, no problems.
Yeah. I don't know. I know that his first year in Tampa, he did all the extra training. In the last 2 years, he's not. Just like he didn't the last 3 years that he was in New England. You know, he didn't give – Tom Brady is the best for a reason, because he used to give it all the time. And when he started anew in Tampa Bay, yes, he did give that same great extra effort. And he's not the last couple of years. And, you know, personally, I don't care what happens with Tom and his supermodel wives and this and that and the other thing.
So which one is it? Is he's 45 years old. What do we want from him?
I'm just sick and tired of him being treated like the golden child, you know?
Oh, okay. I don't think he is. I think you said it, Jeff, and thank you so much for calling from New Hampshire. He's a 45-year-old guy who's had more success than anyone in the Super Bowl era. What do you want from Tom Brady? He's yelling at his guys on the sideline. He's crying and whining like a baby. And trust me, I'm happy to see him, you know, be humbled on the football field. I don't care about his personal life. Divorce sucks. But the fact is, when it comes down to football, what more can anybody ask from the guy? Hey, Tom Brady, I need you to run some extra laps. If there's anybody who deserves, just leave him the hell alone. It's him. Is he closer to the end? Oh, yeah, hell yeah, he's at the end. He was out the door and then came back. I don't know if I believe in Tom Brady is being treated or wants to be treated like the golden child. He's being treated like the most accomplished quarterback ever. I think that just comes with the territory. I don't think he's running around with a sash or a crown where he's the coolest kid in school. I don't think that's the case. Give this old man a break. 45 years old. Jordan is here from Buffalo. What's up, Jordan?
I just wanted to talk about the game on Sunday with Josh Allen and his injury. And if he doesn't play or not, I think we're going to kick the crap out of the Vikings anyway. We got our good defense going, and we're not worried over here.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of people who were worried when I was up there all week.
I think Case Keenum would be just fine.
I agree with you. It doesn't change the fact that there are a lot of concerned individuals. Dalton is calling from Topeka, Kansas. Go ahead, Dalton.
Hey, what's up, JR? How are you doing tonight?
I'm amazing. What's on your mind, please?
Oh, what's on my mind is I'm upset with the Bills I don't know, ownership, coaching, whoever makes the decision to put out there the lie that they're trying to sell to us that Josh Allen got tendonitis. Man, that man has got an ulnar collateral ligament damage, and he'll be lucky that if he has to get out with just orthoscopic surgery. If not, he's going to have full-blown Tommy John. Orthoscopic surgery, he might be able to come back by the end of the year. Maybe they make a wild card run if they're lucky. Tommy John, you ain't going to see him until the middle of next year. This looks terrible for the Bills. And also, side note, I love watching Aaron Rodgers fall. So this has been a great year for me.
Okay. Well, I'm happy
well,
that you're
up and listen to you.
Well, thank you, Dalton. I'm happy it's a good year for you. One guy's failure is your treasure. Great. Look, we don't know the extent of Josh Allen's injury. And so me personally, I'm not going to speculate as to whether or not he's going to have surgery or be gone. I don't know if he can play through this. I don't know if he gets a shot. I don't think anybody's trying to pull any type of wool over anybody's eyes. He has an elbow injury. Can he play through it? Maybe. Is he going to need surgery? I don't know. There's no use in speculating. You might as well ask Bill Belichick, you know, about anything. He ain't going to get an answer. And so I think we'll see after Sunday what the deal is with Josh Allen. But I'm not going to run around saying, oh, man, he needs surgery, and they're downplaying us. The owners think we're stupid. If anything, this is gamesmanship with the Vikings right now. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. More NFL talk on the other side. And then I do got to mention this. Pete Rose He's still trying to get into the Hall of Fame. He's almost begging. I'll let you hear it on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you 24/7 with supplies and solutions for every industry and access to product specialists ready to help. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you 24/7 with supplies and solutions for every industry and access to product specialists ready to help. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you, and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.